Rock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. It's lovely.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole. Right through my pocket and into my skin. Come on in the morning, I'll be broke again. It's finally day of Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally day of Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll.
All we want to do is pop you up.
We lead local talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
We lead it because we actually let you talk. Imagine that. We love your opinion, or love that you have an opinion that you want to share it. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk. You know that number, 884-9910. And if you don't, well, I'll just keep saying it for you. 884-9910. Also, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Log on to our poll question today if you would like. Love the participation. But this is really getting out of hand, this whole coronavirus thing. Guess what? People get sick. And we do our best to stay healthy. But there's something about this. Just something weird is going on, in my opinion. Again, it's my opinion. So I had to fashion the poll question after that. So if you go to 991fmtalk.com, it's right there on the front page. Do you think you're not being told the truth about the extent of the coronavirus? We had some big dealings come through last night. So far, 100% of the people voting say, yeah, I think there's more to it. No, I think it's just a bunch of BS is your other option. Had somebody contact me yesterday by way of email and pointed out just a couple of things, which I would like to share with you. First off, human coronavirus is like the flu in many ways. And that is, it's a virus. So when you look at Lysol, when you look at antibacterials, all of the disinfectants out there, yes, they will say the human coronavirus. That's nothing new. This particular strain, just like the flu, you know, what flu is it? Is it the Russian flu? Is it the blah, blah, flu? Is it the Spanish flu? Which was the one that knocked most of us out? Is that the Spanish flu from way back when? This is just another strain of it. How do you take care of yourself from the flu? Okay. You wash your hands. You wash your hands after touching surfaces. You use your antibacterial spray. You take your vitamins. You try to be healthy. You drink you have your chicken soup. Don't fill up with a lot of chemicals from packaged food and all that good stuff. Just be healthy. I had someone else send me an email that is suggesting it's all about the vaccines. It's all about the vaccines, Monica. China wants the vaccine first. They want the cure first. Because what are we talking about? We're talking about a vaccine. Okay, well, how about we talk about a cure? Is this a vaccine play? Oh, we got to get everybody vaccinated. That's really going to bother me if that's what it turns out to be. Now they're saying it came from a skunk. Skunk that was bit by a bat that got into the fish market that... Follow the trail. Yeah, I get it. That's a big issue when you're talking about coming up with a vaccine or, you know, the origins of what this is. I get it. It's science. But is that the most important part of it? We have brilliant scientists. I'm not so concerned of which skunk it came from. You know, there are a few skunks that have two legs, too. Just saying. I just don't in my lifetime. The reason that I came up with this poll question is because I don't remember seeing in my lifetime when the flu shut down and quarantined cities. When a country would rather take a loss on manufacturing and making money than shutting this thing down. Sorry, that's just the way my mind works. I have questions. I have a lot of questions. Why are you trying so badly to contain this? What's up? Did something get out of your hands, China? Because communist China is literally not stopping at anything to make sure that this doesn't go any further. Well, as we've already seen and heard in the news today, it's already going further. Other countries, including the USA, there's already more cases than we were led to believe. More people have it. Seems to be one of those things that you're not really showing too many symptoms of anything that would bother you. So we all go out and do our thing. And that's when you're the most infectious. That really gets me, is when are you infectious and when aren't you infectious? Because I feel great. I have no fever. I just sound funny. And I have a major event to do tonight. I have a sold-out event that I have to MC at the El Dorado. Which, by the way, if you are going to the Ducks Unlimited dinner, I will have my petition to recall Sisolak with me for multiple counties. Just putting the word out there. But when do you stay home and when do you continue to work? Because we work. We're Americans. We work when we're sick. Some people don't have the options. What it boils down to is just take care of yourself. Don't cough on people. I felt bad on Wednesday night when I went to my Republican Women's Club meeting because we hug. I'm a hugger. And people wanted to hug. So I'm turning my head away. And it's like, here, get a sniff of my hair. You know, doing the half-hearted thing. But you do what you have to do. This is something that we will overcome. we will get the best of it. As long as we are respected enough by our elected representatives to be told the truth. First person to politicize this was Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. I say person because I look at them as sharing one brain. Trump's had this under control from the beginning. You tell me in American history what other president would have shut down flights. Shut down flights from certain countries into this one. He was called a racist. He was called a bigot. He was called the worst president in the world. Yada, yada, yada. Isn't it nice to have a president who finally has the cojones to get things done without the Democrats' permission? He'll take the heat. He'll take the name calling. And when do you usually do that? When you know what you're doing is right. I love being on the right side. It's the Monica Jay Show, 884-9910. What do you think about the coronavirus? Do you think this is hype? Do you think this is just a new way to get another vaccine out there that you and your insurance company has to pay for, or the country has to pay for? Already new figures coming out on this Green New Deal, $93 trillion. What's after trillion? Is that the word that we thought we made up, zillion? It's all about money. And however they can extract money from the American people, they are going to do it. Just keep that in mind. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1. Live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. And at the Monica Jay Show, I want your opinions on whatever it's on. 884-9910. So people say, we're not coming for your guns. We're not coming for your guns. Then why in California, Santa Clara to be exact, they issue in the neighborhood of about 4,600 orders for gun owners to turn in their weapons on charges, mostly involving domestic violence. But you know what? I know domestic violence is a horrendous thing. It's very dangerous. We've seen many women killed this way. We've seen men killed this way as well. We've even seen our law enforcement officers killed when they show up at a domestic violence situation. I'm confused. I really am. And it's hard to get a straight answer out of professionals as well. Because I don't want anyone to come in and take anyone's guns from a false claim of domestic violence. But what also happens, again, these are just my own musings. What also happens to personal responsibility? It doesn't get any clearer than when law enforcement shows up on your doorsteps as a woman. You know there are guns in the house. You do have a domestically violent spouse. It's not something new. It's not something that you haven't become used to or whatnot. But why wouldn't you take that opportunity when an officer shows up on your doorstep to say, I am in fear for my life? And remove yourself, say, please, take me to a safe place. Even if it's just someplace at the jail I can sit until I get help. Let me pack a bag. Let me grab the dog. Let me grab the kids. And get out. You have an eyewitness there. You have help there. Why do we not have a system that will immediately take those people out of that situation and just protect them? Why do we have to have blanket laws that really don't protect anybody? In the name of domestic violence, we see protection orders worked around, people trying to do things in secret. Women have more strength in them than they know. I beg you, if you are in a situation like this, and you know you're in danger, once you see a law enforcement officer, once you see a fireman, a first responder, say, I am in a deadly, dangerous situation. Please take me someplace safe where I can get the necessary help. There are women's organizations and domestic abuse organizations that put you in to a system that no one's going to be able to find you. And they help you with the paperwork. Those are the organizations and laws that we need to strengthen and put into effect, almost like a witness protection. Not legislators coming forward, not courts coming forward, saying who gets to decide whose firearms are removed from a home. If there truly is domestic violence, then people need to speak up and say, yes, I do fear for myself. Take me away from this situation. Don't just let legislators come in and say, you know what? You've been accused. Accused. We've already learned in this country now, it is not innocent until proven guilty. It is guilty until proven innocent, if you go by the Democrats. Stop making blanket legislation that hurts everyone. Why do I bring this up? Because when we come back after the Fox News break here, I'm going to tell you what a state has finally done to protect themselves against the federal government. Because our federal government is not supposed to be as big as it is. In no way, shape, or form. Deciding where your taxpayer dollars go for who gets health care, who doesn't. What art projects get funded? What nonprofits that their family members are involved with get funded? This isn't how this country is supposed to work, and we need to get back to what our founding fathers thought. And thank goodness this state is taking control. I'll bring you more on that as we come back. It's the Monica Jay Show. Here's Fox News on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
Yep, 884-9910 on the Monica Jay Show. It is live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada, and it's an idea generator of what we need to do right here. Wyoming, congratulations, just for even getting it started. Yesterday was a big day in Wyoming. In Cheyenne, their house there passed a bill that takes a step toward protecting the right to keep and bear arms from federal gun control. Federal gun control. It's HB 118. And the reason I say yesterday was a big day, because whether it be Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer going the federal route, or governors like Sisolak and Newsom going the state route, HB 118, the Second Amendment Preservation Act. Isn't it sick that we would even have to come up with something like that? But they did. Now, this bill includes, but is not limited to, taxes and fees on firearms, firearm accessories or ammunition, because that would have a chilling effect on the firearms ownership, enacted July 1st of 2020. Registration and tracking, love how they put this, schemes applied to firearms, firearm accessories, or ammunition, also for effect July 1st. Because we've already seen California do that. Get ammunition. Got to give you a thumbprint. You can only buy so much. An act forbidding the possession, ownership, or use or transfer of a firearm, firearm accessory, ammunition by law-abiding citizens. That means that the feds can't come in and say, well, you can't transfer that firearm over to your friend. Any act ordering the confiscation of firearms, firearms accessories, or ammunition from law-abiding citizens. HB 118. Look it up for yourself. Through Wyoming. Why are we not working on something like this here? Why is our state government, our state government working on sanctuary states, working on provisions for a new office or an office of new Americans. Why are they working on things that, oh, well, we've got an office for new Americans. You know, that's not just the new Americans that have come into the country and want to be Americans and go through the right process and the legal process. We're just going to call everybody Americans now. So for even those illegals that are here, we're going to make it available for them as well. And we're going to make sure that if they come into this country illegally, we're going to make sure that they can get their business license or, you know, their working permits. It doesn't matter that law-abiding, tax-paying American citizens have jumped through hoops, have paid fee upon fee upon fee to get their credentials. We're just going to let illegals come in and get them as well. That's what our state is working on. Does that sit well with you? Well, if it doesn't, then you shouldn't be sitting on your hands. You should be joining organizations. Joining organizations that are out there to strictly protect your rights as American citizens and protect your taxes as well. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Jane this morning. Jane, do you think we're sitting ducks if they take our guns?
I do, and I think that's the whole thing behind it, because I think they have been plotting for a long time to take over in socialism and communism, not just this country, but everywhere they can. And America is the strongest defense that the world has against that. And that Green New Deal, all that is to me is just another Europe in the dark ages before flight and transport, before America invented everything, like electricity, flight, cars, and pretty much anything and everything else, not to be, but that's just pretty much it. But they just want to destroy all that and take us back to the dark ages when there was just a few people and power, and the rest of the people were considered peasants, pretty much animals or dogs that could just work in slavery for them. You know,
yeah, we were the serfs back then. Because yeah, Jane, you hit it right there. Because even now, as they preach, you know, all of this sustainability, they don't live their lives by that. They live their lives by private jets and, you know, what is good for me does not necessarily mean it's good for you. So do as I say, not as I do.
And you know, what I look at too, Monica, you know, and America's not seeing this. Unless we wake up as a whole, as a unit, and come together as that unit to fight this, we're going to lose our freedom. Because, look, we're supposed to have separation of church and state. Then why in the hell do we have a Jew and a lot of the, what's the others, the Asian or the Muslims and Catholics running our government from city, state to the nation as a whole? You know, and our senators in Congress, our Congress should get off of their dupes and quit hauling taxes, because people are fed up, more than fed up with that, and make money some way else and quit throwing it after every old wild hog's patoosh if they can't. Leave us alone in taxes. We're tired of it.
Now, Jane, I do have to have you take a breath on that one, because everybody running our governments is Jewish, Catholic, Muslim. You know, everybody has their faiths, so we can't really draw that into it. But when you force schools, or schools force children to learn the ways of Muslims, to learn the different things that they do, then that I have a problem with that, especially if they get penalized for not wanting to put on, you know, airs and wear a hijab for a day. Why kids get punished for that or suspended, that's beyond me. And if you don't think that that's happening, it is happening in schools across the country. But Jane, thank you so much for your call. And I do believe that it's not about protection. It's about control. And when you talk to the Democrats, when you talk to Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer, when they promote this stuff, all you have to do is ask them one very poignant, realistic question. And that is, let me understand this. You want to relieve law-abiding American citizens of their Second Amendment rights, yet you support wholeheartedly, and even as a Catholic, wholeheartedly, the death and the murder of babies, not only inside the womb, full grown, but outside the womb as well. Yet because six people or seven people were killed at a gun-free zone, you're going to start screaming that all firearms have to be removed. Can you explain that to me? You support the right for abortion, which is murder, but you don't support the right for a law-abiding citizen to have a firearm. Honestly, people, these are the people who have been elected. Ryan is on the line right now at 884-9910. Wants to talk about the RSCVA CEO.
Well, I'm kind of a little disappointed that you haven't this has not been brought up till now, because it seemed like CEO.
Ryan, first off, stop talking. I have agenda for a show that I start off with. Okay, I have things lined up at 11 o'clock. I have it lined up to talk about the RSCVA CEO. And I have...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Do you want to call back at 11 o'clock and talk about it then?
Yes, I'm sorry, Monica. My bad.
That's okay. Shows have structure. Shows have... If I don't start off with something planned, then everything kind of falls to hell. Yes, I say that you can call in and talk about everything, anything and everything that you want to talk about, but I also want to follow the structure of my show. And we're starting out with coronavirus. We're talking about your guns being seized, people actually taking a stand. Again, congratulations to the grassroots effort in Humboldt County for them being able to get the signatures, get it into the Secretary of State's office, and get Mike Allen, the sheriff there, recalled, and now to have a special election, hopefully in April, unless he fights it. If you knew, there's another poll question. If you knew that there was enough people in your community to have you recalled for something that you have said, something that you have signed, that you have now gone against your word, do you really think, or do you want to serve a community who does not have your support? Or are you just in it for the pension? Are you just in it for the title? if I didn't have your support, I wouldn't do this show. I wish Governor Sisolak would feel that way, because he does not have the support of this state. At a meeting the other day, somebody asked the question, do you think you're going to be successful with this petition, with this recall petition? And what if you're not? Representative flat out said, we will be successful. We have to keep things close to the chest because, well, when you do something like this, you get skewered. That's why we're not letting the news media and others, we'll just say others, know how many signatures have already been collected. The organizers know. But why would we tell it to the lamestream media who will twist everything? They've already twisted the fact that these Nevadans that are putting this together have already been branded right-wing, you know, crazies. You'd think that the media, who is supposed to be nonpartisan, non-biased, unbiased, you'd think that they wouldn't put labels on people. Yet they continue to do so. We'll be back after this on your live and local FM talk show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
Oh, it's the Monica J. Show on 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk. 884-9910. You want to call in on anything we've talked about today, if you've got something new I don't know about. Hey, this is great. I love my listeners. I wonder if it's possible to recarve Teddy Roosevelt's face into Donald J. Trump on Mount Rushmore. After all, Teddy was a socialist. A Republican, but still a socialist. Yeah, if you look back at a lot of the things that Teddy Roosevelt did, he was a socialist. So that would be great. That's a great idea. So we don't have to add to Mount Rushmore. We just have to reconfigure. Another email. Why does the coronavirus scenario seem familiar? Stephen King's The Stand, maybe? Absolutely, Vance. Absolutely. That was my first thought. It's Captain Tripp's disease. That's actually one of my favorite movies. I used to love Stephen King. He was one of the main reasons why I actually started enjoying reading him and Anne Rice. But now all I want to do is burn my Stephen King books, you know, because I was such a fan. I started that hardback collection of every book he has ever had. And yeah, no, that needs to go in the trash. Or I don't even want to donate his books because he is such a freaking libtard that I don't even want somebody else coming upon his views or reading his works. I mean, that's just beyond me. So coronavirus came from a skunk, huh? Well, that really stinks. I have funny listeners, too. What can I say? In the 11 o'clock hour, please join us because we are going to be speaking about, CDC. Where does your money go? Centers for Disease Control. Okay. Is it a disease that, well, no, I'm not going to spill the beans now. But we'll talk about the CDC when we come back. And we'll also talk about the RSVA and a certain Mr. DeLone. Log on to Transparent Nevada, by the way. Check out for yourself how much Mr. DeLone has been making over these past few years. Why? Well, because you pay his salary. Shouldn't you know what he makes? Shouldn't you know what his benefits are? Wonder why he decided to take a leave of absence, call it sickness, when there's harassment suits against him. Can you say easy way out?